This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 30th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall led a letter to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture, Rural Development, and Food and Drug Administration, urging leadership to include funding for a disaster program to address 2023 agricultural losses as they began the stages of drafting an FY25 funding bill. Now, at the same time, Marshall introduced legislation with a specific aim to ensure proper guardrails on the funding. The legislation would require USDA to provide these funds in a manner that mirrors a previous widely praised program. Well, in response to the proposed legislation, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said his job would be easier if Congress would do theirs.
And by doing its job, it essentially balances the amount of money they're providing for emergency relief with the amount of relief that's needed. Now, they did that in 2021. In 2022, we said the losses were somewhere between $10 and $12 billion. The problem is Congress only appropriated $3 billion.
Vilsack said he believes the goal of providing disaster assistance is to keep people on the farm, and he did.
The way we structured it, 82% of the producers received more money, 18% received a little bit less. And no doubt the folks who received less were perhaps operating under the false expectation that the amount they were going to get would be the same, very similar to what they got the year before. But you can't do what they got the year before when you got 30% of the money that you got the year before.
Well, in other news, minority leaders on the House Agriculture Committee proposed using funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation to cover some expenses of a new farm bill. Former Deputy Secretary Chuck Cotter says that'd be a first.
I've actually never seen a situation where they used the CCC to, in effect, enhance the congressionally approved, you know, commodity programs under Title I.
Secretary Vilsack actually proposed the idea earlier this year.
I think two things about the Farm Bill. Folks have to be practical, given constrained budgets. And two, they have to be innovative. And I think the House minority is suggesting that that's what they want. Is they want to see some innovation.
Vilsack says using the CCC really does make sense.
If some folks have suggested basically preventing the department from using CCC without congressional approval, that would slow the process down and that would make it very difficult for us to do what we need to do in the face of a crisis. But in terms of the budget, in terms of the size of the CCC, there's plenty of flexibility in there and plenty of room. We routinely leave $5 billion or more on the table at the end of each year.
However, using CCC funds may not be as easy as it sounds. Robert Bonney at USDA says there are restrictions on how those funds can be used.
And we can't augment existing programs with the CCC, but what we can do is think about ways that we can use the authority in Section 5 of the Charter Act to provide support for producers, and there are a variety of things. And, I think that flexibility gives us flexibility to think about both are there things you can do on promoting domestic production. Are there things we could do on the facilities and materials side that might help folks deal with input costs and other things? And I think that's probably the realm you're talking about here.
Finally, a much-awaited announcement came today on the amended GREET model and whether some crops would be eligible as feedstock for tax credits from the sustainable aviation fuel market. Secretary Vilsack says opportunity is knocking at the door. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.